Marconi.
Talking about looking at yourself gyrating in the mirror for confidence.
Yeah.
Nick.
Oh, we're underground with some squatting.
Tiny.
But also on the other hand, I'm now going to be the butthole guy.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny.
Snakes and tongues and women wearing bits of string.
Back together.
Are we on now? Greetings, podcast compadres. It is I'm Bolognese Francine Marconi. My love of peanut butter and wine led me to produce something called Peanut Grigio. It's disgusting. Yeah, it's don't try it. I don't recommend it at all. And he's so rich, he's never rested a shampoo bottle upside down in his shower. Say hello to Nick Miles.
That's true. You're that rich.
Nick doesn't even know. Like he probably just throws away toothpaste tubes halfway through because he's like,
yeah,
I'm not squeezing this any harder. Come on.
I don't want to be bothered by this. I guarantee you he's never put water in a hand soap container to make it last a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, I'm really, really dismayed that you've known me for 20 years and you know that I'm not the one that puts the toothpaste on my toothbrush.
Yeah,
Jeeves does that for me.
Yeah, right, exactly. He has a robot that he calls Jeeves. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not finished. If I ever give a eulogy for this gentleman, I will most definitely end it with that ass though. It's Tiny.
Yeah, my ass though. Yeah, it's starting to fill out a little bit.
Getting that girth, that good good. You've been eating your beans and rice.
Yeah, I've been doing my squats. I got cakes now.
Years ago, we had a radio show, and because of the shift in the Earth's polar axis, we have reunited to save the world. I think we're doing a pretty good job, don't you guys?
We've saved at least 4 people.
Right. So now we're back together for your entertainment.
It looks like I've got back titties.
Male titty milk. Titty,
titty, titty milk. What a visual.
Man, you know, every week it's so weird because this feels like part of regular life now, just doing this podcast with you guys.
I know. I've been anticipating, like, not only the destruction of the Rona, but I don't feel like, I don't want to not do this now. I mean, I feel like we're blessing the earth with our angelic voices and our comedic stylings. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to stop.
Me, no, either do I. There's no reason to, as long as Nick is enjoying it. I mean, Nick, he is the host of, you know, our West Coast facilities.
yeah,
he makes sure Andy is taken care of and gives him a place to sit and a microphone to speak into, and we appreciate that, sir.
You're welcome, as always.
I always like to know what's going on with you guys. I can tell you, here's a brief summation of what's happening with me. I finished watching Perry Mason, the HBO Max series. It's fantastic. What? Yeah, it's awesome. Well, it's a remake of. There was an old show, I guess, in the 60s or something. And yeah. I think it was black and white, maybe even. But this is like a dramatic reimagining of the show. I don't even know if it follows the old show or not. It's just really good. So there was that finally ended on Sunday. And then another show that I'm obsessed with, and I can't wait for the third installment to come out, is Kissing Booth.
Oh, you have my attention.
Have you seen this? It's two movies, Kissing Booth 1 and 2.
Oh.
And it's about this nerdy girl in high school who has this friend, and they were born on the exact same day, and they're BFFs for life. You know, they're a guy and a girl. And she's played by Joey King. But the girl has a crush on her best friend's brother, and it's a whole high school drama. And they put this kissing booth together, and they, you know, one thing leads to another, and it's not for a grown man. It's not a movie that most grown men would watch. I wasn't surprised to hear that Howard Stern loves it. and then Kissing Booth 2, you know, her her love of her life. It's a whole extension of that. So, and then there's going to be a Kissing Booth 3. So
the return of Mono.
Yeah. Right. I don't know what it is. I'm really into high school dramedies or whatever you call them. You know, I don't know if you, did you ever watch MTV's Awkward? No,
I did not. No, I don't even know, dude.
Tiny's like, no, I'm a man.
Like, yeah, no, I mean, I get it. I've seen some rom-coms and believe I know almost all the songs in Pitch Perfect. I get it.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a, yeah. I mean, I never watched that, but I would probably be into that, wouldn't I?
Oh, no, you would. Absolutely. Yeah. it's fantastic.
And would I also get into Glee?
I have a problem with Glee because it's real close to Gleesh, and I hate that word. But, you know, honestly, full transparency, it's pretty good, man.
The only thing I worry about it, because I hate musicals, mm-hmm. and 90% of that show is singing, right?
Yeah, but it kind of sounds like that show that you're just talking about, Kissing Booth.
Yeah.
Now imagine, like, every other scene, someone singing their heart out.
But it's not like a musical. It's like a hit song, right?
Yes, exactly. They like they. It's a little bit of a twist on like a popular song that they do because, you know, yeah, they gotta be Glee. Yeah. Because
I'll be honest, I have definitely been into some of the Glee cover songs.
Yeah, they're good.
So
absolutely.
So I'm probably gonna be binge watching Glee pretty soon.
Oh, what? And you got pipes. Like that's a skill you developed later in life. You got some pipes. If you're just now tuning into this episode, rewind a couple back. Marconi's got some mother pipes. He amazed me.
You're far too kind, sir. You know, I think the thing is like, at some point, I think Tiny and I have such similar likings that we don't even know it. Like, if you watched Kissing Booth, you'd probably be like all in.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure.
I don't know if you want to bring this up, but you mentioned something in our chat on Messenger about something that happened recently in your personal life about.
I need a minute to paint a picture. So I'm a big dude, right? And of course, and
I heard that. I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe it's a rumor.
I don't know. I'm not. It's the verdict is still out. I am unnecessarily good looking, and
I'm not laughing because it's a joke. It's no. He is. He's a very handsome young man.
Yeah. No. I am, like, for big dudes, I'm the final boss. Like, it doesn't really get better than me. I have a nice body.
Clothes fit you right.
Yeah. I can wear things appropriately. I can see my penis.
I think too. What it is you have the perfect. Your torso is the right amount. Like, you have, and your legs aren't disproportionate to your torso. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, it doesn't look like I'm walking around with a bunch of hams in my legs. You know what I mean?
Like, for me, I just have a high ass, and I can't do anything about it. So, like, I, you know, like, why does, so it need, why does it need to be that high?
There's got to be some kind of evolutionary trick. Like, you're going to be way better off than us in the future because of your high ass or something.
Yeah, and I hope if I ever have kids, they also don't have a higher ass than mine. Like, what the? It'd be in the middle of their back.
It's actually scientifically impossible. They wouldn't be able to stand straight. They'd fall over.
Like, I can't even wear backpacks properly. You know what I mean? Like,
they're called butt packs.
They're called fat packs.
How do I sit down?
You sit on your backpack.
But back to Tiny looking handsome and having a good proportion. His body, he looks great in clothes. He looks good without clothes.
I'm just so confident and comfortable with my body. I know what I'm capable of, and I'll put it on you. You know what I mean? I know how to put it on you good.
I think in this case, too, confidence is... here's an example. Someone could have no confidence, and it's just... there's something about it. You can just see it on the person, the way they carry themselves. Yeah. And I know you have confidence in every, like, even like OG photos of us. Like, I see the tiny confidence in your face, and it makes me happy because, and this is not slighting you for your size. You could easily be like, I don't like the way I look. You know, and you're not like that. You're upbeat. You're peppy. You enjoy life. And, you know, if you do have down times like anybody does about anything appearance wise, it's not the main course of your day.
No. And it's quickly remedied by, I mean, honestly, I know this is going to sound super bad, but you know, no one really has a body like mine. So, if I'm feeling like that, I mean, I just go in the mirror, honestly, because even though I'm thick with like three C's, maybe three and a half, I'm like, I have good muscle tone and definition. My shoulders are big. I'm sexy. And I even have that V, you know what I'm saying? I have like the big guy V, like I have like a capital V, you know what I'm saying? Or like a big U or like a modified W, but there, you know what I mean?
I'm attractive. By the way, did Nick just give a hog burp? Like, just like
the hog burp. There it is again. Nick, quit hog burping.
Sorry, it's all the talk about your broad shoulders.
it's like he just opened up his gullet and then just all of that hog burping came right out all at once. Like,
he can't stop it when it's time.
He kicked his neck back and mouth just opened and it just came out.
That he can get on mic.
Nick.
No, I'm sorry. So, Andy, you're talking about looking at yourself gyrating in the mirror for confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm doing that, you know, and, you know, a couple episodes ago where I was ever so lovingly describing how I pointed my butthole to the heavens and let it dry off naturally.
Yes. Yes.
So I was honestly thinking going into this episode there, this might be the first time that we don't talk about a butthole, let alone mine. But absolutely not. Of course not. Here we go.
You got to keep a streak alive.
Yeah, here it comes. So I've been recently in a mental entanglement with a young lady.
I honestly thought you were about to say I've recently been in a mental institution.
Close.
Sometimes entanglements are the same thing.
Yeah, right. So I've been entangling with a beautiful young lady and she originally hails from New York and she's a nanny and one of the best nannies to nanny. And she was in Portland for a little while and then immediately went back to New York to get all of her stuff. And she's moving back here to Portland.
Oh,
and her dad is helping her. And so they have a lot of time, man, driving from Portland to New York takes a couple minutes. So she's been listening. They've been listening to the podcast a little bit. Yeah. So I was talking about it. I was almost reluctant to give it to her, but then I was like, no, this is what I do. I'm cute. I'm smart. I'm funny. Like, deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
And so they're listening and her dad understandably has a lot of concerns about the situation.
Oh my God.
So I guess he's been keeping it to himself a little bit, like little remarks here and there, but she went out like she just, I think to yesterday or I don't know, today is when they finally got on the road. So last night she went and had dinner with her friends, had some drinks with, you know, and her dad was there and she has a really close couple of friends and one of them is a guy. And her dad was talking to her male best friend and they were talking about me because she really likes me and I really like her. And her dad was like, yeah, I don't understand why you're talking to a guy who is so infatuated with his own asshole to the whole table. And the whole table's like, what the f-? Of course you would be into a guy who's infatuated with his butthole. And I feel like I owe him a thanks. Because he's laid the groundwork and made it that much easier for me just to segue in. Like, but also on the other hand, I'm now going to be the butthole guy. That's going to be my life with her. If it, you know, if we choose to go that route, I'm going to be the butthole boyfriend. I guarantee it.
I too have butthole stories.
So yeah, when we're, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself, but if things progress, like I just, what I'm getting at is the butthole streak on the show has now permanently entered my dating life. And I'm the butthole boyfriend.
As it
butthole
should be.
Boy. Nick, you said you had something with your butthole?
No, I had some messages from some people on Facebook. So I've been trying to increase our audience to people who have not experienced the Nick, Andy, and Marconi experience.
I'm
people
so
who have yes, people whose lives have not been completed yet.
Oh,
and
man.
So I have been stretching my social media tentacles forward, far and wide to bring in new members of our team of listeners.
Now, these people and, that have never heard us do radio or anything before?
No, they never lived in Portland during our heyday when we owned radio in the Northwest. They were never a part of that experience.
They were a little.
And so I've been suggesting, yeah, they escaped first time. Until now.
Until now.
And so I've been sharing the podcast with them, the various recorded shows, and saying, give this a listen and what do you think? And I got a message back from my friend in Texas, Megan, who said there was just too much buttholes. I couldn't do it.
Well, and we've never been, we're not like, we don't exclude anybody from listening, but it's not for everyone. We know that.
She has a 16-year-old daughter. She said, my daughter said there was too many buttholes in it too. Well, maybe. And so I said, she said it's got too much. So I said, okay, well, what does your daughter listen to? And she goes, oh dear God, her favorite podcast involves bomb making, drugs, and the apocalypse. I said, butthole sounds right up her alley. But apparently it was too hardcore. We lost the women contingent from Texas who are.
So you just brought this up to bring us down, didn't you?
Yeah,
thanks
no.
Thanks a I lot, just, Nick.
No, I just wanted to know I wanted you to know how pure our audience still was. Because the butthole is kind of a litmus test, right? If you don't find buttholes funny, you shouldn't be listening. You just delete us right now.
He's got a point.
If buttholes aren't funny to you, goodbye.
We always like to do what we call housekeeping, Andy, and that's just to update people on all the things we have going on. Of course, we have our website, backtogetherpod.com, where you can find everything in our 20 side podcasts and all that. Our Spotify playlist, our streaming, our online radio station, which is pretty amazing. I don't know. I updated it. It has a lot of different nuances that you won't hear anywhere else. They're exclusive to radioalternate.com. And all you have to do is say, Alexa, play the alternate radio, and we're live, and the robot lady will let you know you're listening to us.
That made me so happy when the robot lady said my name for the first time. I thought I had made it.
Well, you have, of course.
Yeah, we have our own radio station. Did you know that?
And it's also radioalternate.com, where you can find all of the ways to listen, whether you have an iOS system or an Android device, whatever. There's so many ways to listen. The other thing you can do at backtogetherpod.com is send us messages. We always like to hear from people. It's like a direct message right to us that we can use on the podcast itself. I'm not even sure. Maybe Andy, off the top of your head, what would you like to know about someone that's listening to our podcast that they could send us a message about?
I would like to know what your morning routine is. I would also like to know what amount of spice you put into the batter to make homemade fried chicken.
All right. Come on now. If you have any recipes you'd like to share or tell us your morning routine, send us messages at backtogetherpod.com. And just right there, just click on the messages button. You can do it from your phone, your computer, whatever. It's right there, and it goes directly to us. We have side podcasts too, and we have so many. And one of them is just we chop up our favorite moments from the main podcast, this one you're listening to right now. It's called Smaller Portions. And then we add that to a Spotify playlist every week. So we have that. And then we have segments from each episode that we record that just don't really necessarily fit completely, or maybe we run out of time, or there's just, we've already had one episode has enough goodness in it that this just didn't make the cut. It doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that it needed to go somewhere else. And so now we have a place for that. It's called What Was Left Out. And usually that's just when Nick drones on about something. That's what we put there. Yeah. It's Nick's own personal podcast.
Uh-huh.
And another one we record during this podcast, Snack Together. That is our side podcast about eating, snacking, reviewing food, everything food related, put in that category and put it on Snack Together. And that episode is published once a week on Saturday mornings, I believe. I believe, like I have a guy doing it. I'm publishing it on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And, a couple of weeks ago, we recorded me going through my refrigerator, and it's a two-part episode where one episode this week is going to be me going through my refrigerator up and down through the whole thing because Andy requested it. And then Andy goes through his refrigerator on the following episode. So enjoy that. It's Snack Together. All those links can be found. Andy, you know where.
Yeah, backtogetherpod.com, baby.
Yes! I've got like a giant high ass.
What a visual.
Is it one of those things where you have to spread them and show them Old Glory?
But also on the other hand, I'm now going to be the butthole guy.
Snakes and tongues and women wearing bits of string.
Get up right now for some snacks because we'll be right back.
If you haven't figured out the internet by now, get out.
Yeah, backtogetherpod.com. That one.
You know the internet is my nemesis.
25 hours of original content.
Backtogetherpod.com.
The fact that none of the episodes have made me go to therapy. That's my favorite part.
I really enjoy the fact that sometimes even we don't know what we're talking about.
Find previous episodes and more at backtogetherpod.com.
There's no need to bring your brain here. There's a big song out right now, and I don't know if you've heard it, Nick. Have you heard Cardi B's song WAP?
Probably, but I can't bring it to memory.
What I would like you to do... Now, we can't play the audio on our podcast for copyright reasons, but I would like you to watch this video and listen to the song and give us your animated reaction to it, because I know you're going to have some thoughts. And then okay. I want you to maybe give a review of what you see when you watch the WAP video. Andy, you might want to go over there because I know you've seen it, but, you know, it's always fun to enjoy it again.
All right. I'm ready. 3, 2, 1, play.
All right, Nick is watching WAP by Cardi B.
And we're going through some it's a spring. And now up the stairs into a mansion. And
what do you hear, Nick?
There's WAP.
There's hoes in this house.
Hoes in this house.
Oh, there's a lot of breasts. It's a little frightening. Ooh, tigers. Ooh, what is that makeup called?
That is spackle.
The breasts are huge.
There's a lot of
assholes everywhere, like snakes and tigers and are they lesbians? She's touching her right in the groinal area, and now they're just tongues going into each other. Snakes and tongues and women wearing bits of string. Oh, we're underground with some squatting. Why are they squatting so low? Whoever interior decorated is a f-ing useless piece of shit with that purple and green. It's like a nightmare. I don't want anybody dripping down the side of anybody else. And their nails, that would hurt if they dug them into your areas. Ooh, the tongue and the between the fingers. And then the big breasts again. Does anybody wear anything that could be worn on the street to go shopping in?
Dude,
now that they're humping the stripes, why is that necessary? Oh, there's some leopard skin dragging on the ground. That's going to get it dirty. You know, it's going to pick up all the carpet stuff.
Do you recognize this woman?
Oh, yeah, it's my mom. Oh, no leopards. Oh, isn't that wrong?
Isn't that wrong?
She's wearing leopard skins and then there's leopards.
That's Kylie Jenner, like, Nick.
Yeah, I know, but isn't, like, why is there so much leopard skin? Holy sh! What happened to the chain on her head? Dude. And it's more of the nipple things.
That's Cardi B.
Why is there so much leopard skin everywhere and leopards? Isn't that an insult?
What did you think of her splits, Nick?
Yeah, I'm just saying that would hurt a vagina right there. Dude, even the leopard's got tits. it's breasts everywhere. Oh, and now there's white tiger. Ooh, dude, I can see right up the crack. It's so close it smells.
Oh,
I'm not. Ooh, look at the fat wobble. Even her hair is the white tiger. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with white tiger wallpaper and white tigers. A pool's not very deep.
a very shallow pool.
Someone up, like, she's only got one fishnet on. How did they all get the same? Do they all have the same shopping place they go to? Oh, it's like a bidet only for the vagina. That what they're doing. Yeah, again, the decorating style needs a little bit more to be. Oh, here
What would you do, Nick?
Well, I'd try and straighten out some of those pillars. Is that a gym? What the hell is that? Is that a gym? Like, oh, the ceiling's got on it. Big purple and blue are wobbling. They got a breast thing going on here.
Ceiling.
Yeah, ceiling.
The best kind.
Oh, well, wow.
She did the splits. That might hurt my. And now she looks like they're running away because they were somewhere they shouldn't have been. Yeah, well, hi. Thanks for me up.
Well, so you just saw WAP by Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah. And the official video. First of all, Nick, what do you think WAP stands for? WAP.
Yes, I don't know.
W.
Really awesome.
First of
close.
All, no.
I mean, close. Wet ass.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
I said certified free, 7 days a week. Wet and gushy, make that pull-out game weak. Woo! Yeah, 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 yeah. You dealing with some wet and gushy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet and gushy. Give me everything you got for this wet and gushy. Park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make me dream, make a stream, out in public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring. Yeah, you dealing with some wet and gushy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet and gushy. Give me everything you got for this wet and gushy. Macaroni in a pot, that's some wet and gushy. I'm talking what, that's some wet and gushy. Yeah, see, it's all about the domestic chores. Hose in this house, there's some hose in this house. There's some hose in this house, there's some hose in this house. There's some hose in this house. There's some hose in this house, there's some hose in this house. There's some hose in this house.
Well, Nick, Tiny, thank you guys for being part of this podcast every week. It is a highlight for me. It makes me happy to think about coming together with my friends. It keeps me sane. I've said it before. I always like to end the podcast. We call it closing arguments, but it's really a time for us to share anything we want about, you know, things we think the audience should know. Andy, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Don't cut your toenails back very far because they'll end up with an ingrown toenail and then I'll have to take it out.
Oh, you have to do that? Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, don't do that.
You have to cut across. Your toenail should be cutting a straight line.
Making angles and getting the two sides of the toenail clipped too far back, because then around, then you have
the toenail should be cut straight across.
Yep.
And Nick, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, make sure you wash between your toes, because otherwise dark matter will accrue.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just wanted to say one more thing. You know, maybe, just maybe, the guy on the other side of the shower curtain is just as scared as you.
That's deep as what? What?
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny. Back together. Find full episodes everywhere you get your podcasts at backtogetherpod.com.